KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 8 o'clock, we have cloudy skies, 65 degrees in Atlantic. We look for skies to become partly cloudy this morning and partly to mostly sunny this afternoon with a high of 80. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by the TV Store, your Verizon Wireless agent, Dish Network, and DirecTV Satellite Systems dealer at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. In area news, funds raised during the Cass County Relay for Life event held Friday evening here in Atlantic exceeded those raised last year by more than $5,000. Relay chairperson Carol Schuler said $72,000 was raised for the American Cancer Society. Proceeds from the event will be used to find a cure for cancer. Last year's Relay for Life raised $67,000. Schuler said around 150 people took laps around the Atlantic High School track Friday to help raise the funds and celebrate those who have survived cancer and those who have lost their battle with the disease. KJAN News time is 8:01.
Are you tired of missing your favorite shows because you're not at home? Or do you find yourself scheduling your day around the show you watch? Well, not anymore. Hi, this is Alan Josephson, owner of the TV Store in Atlantic, your locally owned Dish Network authorized retailer. With Dish Network's DVR feature, you can now record all of your favorite programs with just the push of a button. Even set your DVR to record every episode of a show so you don't have to manually record it every time. You can also use your DVR with live TV. So if you're watching a sporting event or movie and you miss a big play or something someone said, you can simply rewind and watch it again. So if you have questions about Dish Network's DVR feature, what it can do for you, or if you want to find out how we can help you get into one at your home, stop by the TV Store at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic or give us a call at 243-3032 and let us be your Dish Network retailer. Prices, packaging, programs, subject to change without notice, hardware and programming sold separately.
While high winds and torrents of rain Sunday left behind water-covered roads and damaged homes and businesses in parts of Iowa, the storms ran east across the state beginning late Sunday afternoon. High winds and lightning knocked out power to thousands of people in multiple locations and damaged homes and buildings in several spots. Winds of up to 75 miles per hour were reported near Salix and Woodbury County and near Harlan and Shelby County. The wind started picking up in southwest Iowa at around 4:40 p.m. where they gusted to up to 55 miles per hour near the Creston Airport. About 10 minutes later, hail the size of quarters was observed by law enforcement in that area. Heavy rains reported caused water to flow over the roads at several locations in Union County near the intersection of 140th Street and Highway 25. And by 6 p.m. Sunday, authorities in Cass County were receiving reports from the public of nickel to quarter-sized hail 3 miles southwest of Bridgewater. More roads were reported flooded by law enforcement about 10 miles north of Prescott in Adair County just after 7 p.m. Sunday, and 1 foot of water was observed flowing over the intersection of Union and 150th Streets about 6 miles northeast of Prescott in Adams County. Authorities in Carroll and Crawford counties reported several trees down due to the storms that rolled through the area between 8:35 and 8:45 p.m. Meanwhile, around 8:50, law enforcement in Audubon County observed a 1-inch diameter hail falling just south of Audubon, and a tree fell on a vehicle in Stewart due to winds that were estimated for up to 60 miles per hour. And winds gusting up to 55 miles per hour were reported 10 miles north of Greenfield. 70-mile-per-hour winds blew a semi-tractor trailer over on Highway 30 near Carroll last night, and there were reports of quarter-sized hail recurring back in Union County around that same time. A cooperative weather observer in Glenwood reported this morning 2.57 inches of rain fell Sunday, while 2.6 inches of rain fell near Blanchard and Page County. In Wasina, our weather spotter Ardell reported 2.05 inches of rain. In Atlantic, we received 61 one-hundredths of an inch at the KJAN studios, and Harlan reported 65 one-hundredths of an inch. The head of the Nuclear Regulatory Commission, or NRC, will be seeing for himself whether Missouri River flooding poses any imminent danger at a nuclear power plant about 20 miles north of Omaha. NRC Chairman Gregory Jasko is expected to fly over the Fort Calhoun nuclear power plant today and then land for conversations with officials from the Omaha Public Power District, which owns the plant. Fort Calhoun Nuclear Station has been shut down for refueling since April. A berm holding back floodwater of the plant collapsed early Sunday. NRC spokesman Victor Drix said today that the OPPD is trying to erect an inflatable berm and that the situation is currently stable. The river was not expected to rise higher than the level the plant was designed to handle. In other news, Iowa Congressman Tom Latham last week joined a bipartisan group of lawmakers to introduce legislation to continue federal tax benefits for volunteer firefighters and other emergency responders. The legislation, the Volunteer Responder Incentive Protection Act, extends tax exemptions on benefits provided by state and local government entities to volunteer firefighters and EMS personnel until 2015 and increases the annual cap to $600. Latham says our community volunteer firefighters and emergency responders are the people we all look to for help and safety in times of crisis. He says the legislation is a common sense way to encourage the important work of our community first responders. Congress originally approved tax exemptions for certain benefits up to $360 per year for volunteer firefighters and EMS personnel in 2007, but the provision expired last year. The benefit protections, according to Latham, have helped local governments attract and retain volunteer first responders. Republican presidential candidate Michelle Bachmann is formally kicking off her campaign with a speech in Waterloo this morning. Radio Iowa's O.K. Henderson reports.
Last night there was a homecoming at the Electric Park Ballroom in Waterloo. Bachmann literally whooped it up with the crowd. Bachmann is a Waterloo native. She spent much of last night reminiscing. She even talked about her favorite sandwich, mayonnaise and lettuce, on Wonder Bread.
We love those sandwiches. They were so good.
Bachmann's emphasis on her hometown roots seemed to resonate with the crowd of over 500. Debbie Bailey of Waterloo volunteered to greet people at the door.
She seems like a nice down-home person.
Bachmann told the crowd she's been trying to ring a bell as a member of the U.S. House to get the attention of a lot of politicians. And the crowd's loudest reactions last night were to Bachmann's taunts of the Democratic president.
And in 2012, Barack Obama will be a one-term president. Thank you, Waterloo.
I'm O.K. Henderson.
Where a Republican presidential candidate stands on civil unions might have a lot to say about where he or she ends up at the party's Iowa caucuses in February. The Iowa poll says 58% of Iowa Republicans who are likely to attend a party caucus would reject any candidate who favors civil unions for homosexual couples. The poll says 13% of those surveyed would consider a candidate who supports civil unions, and 27% said a candidate's stance is not a concern. 2% weren't sure. The issue was the touchiest among the respondents' feelings on 10 controversial topics raised in the poll. The Iowa poll of the 400 Republicans conducted had a margin of error plus or minus 4.9 percentage points. If it seems like this year's session of the Iowa legislature would never end, that's because the assembly has only run longer twice since lawmakers first gathered more than 170 years ago. A review of legislative records dating back to the Iowa Territorial Legislative Assembly in 1838 showed that, like this year, those early lengthy sessions came during periods of intense partisan disagreements. The longest session was in 1978 when lawmakers weren't able to adjourn until July 15th after 188 days. That was just ahead of the 1967 session, which lasted 175 days and ended on July the 2nd. As of last Friday, this year's legislature has been in session for 166 days. Well, gasoline prices have been falling in Iowa for weeks, but they're still well above a year ago, so travel projections for the upcoming holiday weekend are down. Rose White at AAA of Iowa says the Motor Club estimates 39 million Americans will travel at least 50 miles from home during the five-day Independence Day holiday. White says that's a 2.5% decline from the 4th of July weekend last year.
Of those traveling, nearly 84% will plan to travel by car. Another 8% will fly to their destination, and the remaining 8% will take other modes, including rail, bus, and watercraft.
Gas prices in Iowa were near $4 a gallon in May, but have fallen to a current average of around $3.56 a gallon. That's well above the statewide average price from a year ago of $2.67. White says in addition to the regular road hazards, Iowa motorists will need to keep a closer eye on the highway.
Now, roadways near major waterways in the Midwest may be impacted by flooding. Now, we do advise motorists, before you leave, pack a detailed road map in your vehicle in case you need to select an alternative route. Also, store phone numbers or website addresses to the State Department of Roads on your cell phone or PDA.
And if possible, White says to avoid driving at night since it's hard to see flooded roadways in the dark. Do not drive across a flooded roadway, she says, but instead dial 911 and report it.
Keep in mind that today's automobiles are equipped with many electrical systems and computers that may be damaged if exposed to flood waters. And always keep your fuel tank at least half full at all times, just in case an unexpected detour is required.
While Iowa's current statewide average for gas is $3.56 a gallon, the national average is $3.60. The state's all-time high was set in July of 2008 at $4.02 a gallon. Taking a look at world headlines of this hour, Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi, his son, and intelligence chief are now wanted international criminals. The International Criminal Court has issued arrest warrants for the three for crimes against humanity in the early days of their struggle to cling to power. Americans spent at the weakest pace in 20 months, a sign that gas prices are taking a toll on the economy. The Commerce Department says consumer spending was unchanged in May, and that's the worst result since September of 2009. And when adjusted for inflation, spending actually dropped 0.1%. And it's a big day for Republican Michelle Bachmann, Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann, as we mentioned, who plans to enter the race for the GOP presidential nomination. She'll announce her intentions in her childhood home of Waterloo later this morning. I'll have a check of the funeral announcements coming up next.
This is Alan Josephson, owner of the TV store in Atlantic. Are you considering making the switch to Dish Network? If so, give us a call. During the order process, you have many choices. You have a choice of receivers and programming packages. We have five packages under $50, and we offer free installation. The TV store has been your locally owned Dish Network authorized retailer for over 10 years. We can explain the difference in all the receivers, programming packages, promotions, and installation options, so you can make an informed, intelligent decision concerning your Dish Network purchase. The biggest advantage of dealing with the TV store is that you talk to the same person each time you call, someone who knows and cares about you. We are not just an 800 number. If you want personalized service before, during, and after the sale, call the TV store at 712-243-3032 or stop by and see us at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic to order your Dish Network system today. Limited time offer, prices, packaging, program subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fees and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
And in our funeral announcements, 89-year-old Kathleen Downing of Guthrie Center died June the 23rd. Funeral services for Kathleen Downing will be this morning at 10 o'clock at St. Mary's Catholic Church in Guthrie Center, with the Twig Funeral Home of Guthrie Center in charge of arrangements. 63-year-old Greg Barnett of Atlantic died June 18th at the Salem Lutheran Home in Elkhorn. Visitation with the family of Greg Barnett will be today from 10:30 until 11:30 a.m. at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. 54-year-old Michael G. Finken of Apple Valley, Minnesota, died June the 22nd. A massive Christian burial service for Michael Finken will be today at 11 o'clock at the Church of the Risen Savior in Burnsville, Minnesota. Additional services will be held 10:30 a.m. Wednesday at St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Erling. The White Funeral Home in Apple Valley has the arrangements. 88-year-old Willis Blatt of Avoca died Wednesday at his home. Funeral services for Willis Blatt will be held today at 1 o'clock at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. 80-year-old Bob Stoll, Jr. of Orient died Thursday at the Adair County Hospital in Greenfield. Funeral services for Bob Stoll, Jr. will be held tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the United Methodist Church in Orient. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. 87-year-old Wendell A. Larson of Elkhorn died Thursday at the Nebraska Medical Center in Omaha. Services for Wendell Larson will be on Tuesday at 1 o'clock at the Elkhorn Lutheran Church. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. 75-year-old Paul Wehlert of Exira died Sunday at the Exira Care Center. Funeral services for Paul Wehlert will be on Friday at 10 o'clock at the Exira Lutheran Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has arrangements. 54-year-old Alan D. Stephenson of Adair died Thursday in Perry. Services for Alan Stephenson are pending at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Adair. That is a check of the news brought to you by the TV Store, your Verizon Wireless agent, Dish Network, and DirecTV Satellite Systems dealer at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Henson reporting.